Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is what God's Word says. He says, when a prudent man sees danger, he prepares for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a fool keeps going and suffers for it. You know, why not prepare? Why not, you know, go to VFN TV and just see prudent preparation? Why not be prepared?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. And if it's ash, if you're talking about ash coming up, the biggest thing that you're going to try to do is breathe, because you can't breathe that in. I remember the 9/11 when those towers got hit, the entire island was covered, it seemed, with.
Yeah.
Remember that big cloud of ash that was coming down the road and people were running? And at one moment it was sunny, and the next moment there was so much ash that that big thing was breathing.
Yeah.
You just couldn't breathe. The reporters were pulling their shirts over their faces and trying to breathe. And it's like, dear Lord, have mercy on America, God. Prevent this disaster that it just seems like the whole earth. He says, this is what Jesus said. This is what the Word of God says. He says, if you don't cry out, the earth will cry out.
Mm.
Mm.
Somebody says, well, the rocks will cry out. Well, understand, we are on a tectonic plate, a big rock that's floating on magma. It's floating on, you know, the things that Pat eats. I mean, with a little hot sauce, right?
A little bit of hot sauce.
It's amazing. And it's just amazing. Think about it. It's just magma boiling under this rock called a tectonic plate. And it's like the earth just begins to shake and quake and says, no, you will honor me.
Mm.
You will honor the creator of the earth, and you will. And this is what he says, I believe, in Isaiah. He says that that he teaches the earth righteousness through, you know, turmoil upon the earth.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like, hey, we can just repent now and say, we're sorry. And then live a life as if we are, and just say, you know what? You know, I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to actually read the Bible and do what it says and be rightly related with those who do. And so that we don't have to go through disaster. And then, but the thing about this is this is the center of the United States. And you've heard earlier, and you hopefully there's a related link in this post if you're listening to it or viewing it or whatever. You can find on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But I think about Sharon Holderbaum in Colorado when I'm speaking to her. I'm in Texas, you know, and I'm talking to her and Brett, saying, you know, hold on a moment about something that's going on. And I said, I need to hear from the Lord about what's next. And in between my call and talking to her, God spoke to her and showed her the center of the United States, basically just right down the center.
Mm-hmm.
And just a major storm from the east and the west just kind of converging in the center there. I think about Dimitri Dudeman says that, you know, who's gone to be with the Lord, but through the fire and his prophecy, and hopefully we'll have Michael Padilla on, you know, sometime soon, that something was going to happen in the center of the United States and it was going to draw everybody's attention, and then all of our vulnerable areas would be under attack in the context of that. But understand this, don't be fearful if you're with the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of you. I mean, he takes care of those who are his. Just be his. Don't think you're his.
Right.
Be his. Your spirit will bear witness with his spirit that you are a son or a daughter of God. Not because somebody told you that he were, you know, because you're not going to be able to necessarily find that person, because that's a hireling and they're going to run.
They're going to run.
But the person who understood to tell you, listen, you will know that you're born again. You will know that because God is with you. But then again, it makes me think about, you know, what God has shown you about the sin. Tell us about this.
Well, the Lord spoke to me in this dream, and in this dream, I was, we had just experienced.
So was it older than what God wrote in the Bible? I mean, was it far back before Jesus?
Okay, no, it wasn't that far back. No, no. And in this dream, the center of the country was absolutely destroyed.
Wait a minute. The center again?
Yeah, the center of the country.
Where they're talking, where bison are running from right now? Yeah. Was it Wyoming? It's Wyoming, I think. Yeah.
Center of the country was completely destroyed. Apparently, we had suffered some sort of disaster. You know, I didn't know what it was, but it was literally destroyed. And I can remember, you know, in this dream that, you know, and from natural experiences and having gone through some hurricanes myself, that, you know, when there's disaster like that, the first couple of days, people are searching. It's search and rescue. Try to get as many survivors out in the first 48 hours.
Everybody just starts coming in to help.
Right, everyone comes in to help. But in this dream and what I saw, It was so totally destroyed that there was no search and recovery. It was just recovery because everyone there was dead. There was no way, and it was just massive. Well, in the dream, I'm going to bed that night. I'm sleeping, and someone comes to wake me up early the next morning, and it says, "You're never going to believe this." I said, "What?" And
so you're actually in the dream sleeping, and they wake you up.
Right. They wake me up in the dream. And
so you're having a dream within a dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they wake me up the next morning and say, you're not going to believe this. So what happened? And they said, last night while we were all asleep, the enemy came in. And they began attacking us and when we were the most vulnerable. And instantly, I was like lifted up in this dream. And I'm looking at a map of the United States. And I see these planes, a row of them, one after the other. And they all come from basically the bottom part of Florida up the Gulf Coast. And they're traveling around the borders and they're dropping bombs and just fleeing. They're not staying. They're just dropping bombs all around the border, all the way up California, all the way across, you know, the northern part and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly I woke up and I'm thinking, man, this at our most vulnerable point, at our most vulnerable point, the enemy came on in and just totally took advantage of that situation.
Wow.
And then the Lord's, you know, showing me that, that there's going to be a physical attack on America, and he actually showed me the ramifications of the planes that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw the bombs actually landing in the ground, and so in the dirt being thrown up and all that. And again, we're you know, God doesn't do anything is what he says until he reveals it to his prophets first. And a prophet's not everybody's the same. Nobody's any more valuable than anybody else. But it's just. And because so many people have lifted themselves up because of those, I kind of even hate to even mention those things. But just understand this, God telling you what's going to happen in the future now, history in advance. And it's because he loves us. You know, he's not telling us so we can go, hey, you know, this is, you know, I can make it a big name for myself. He's saying, you know, you actually can repent. You can pray and I can stop this thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I saw, and when we were, this is how powerful this physical thing is. It's going to, based unless the Lord stops it, is going to happen the day that we did it, and you can go back and listen to it, the day that we're going to say, okay, here it goes, because the church is all into specifically that it's all metaphors, it's all spiritual, and doesn't have any practical application in your life, you know. That's why 97% don't even honor God with the tithes and the offerings. Right. It's not really, it's if you want to, and that kind of, but it's not, especially physically, you know, ask somebody who's sick right now, they're physically sick, despite the spiritual maybe thing. And so in the context of that, As soon as I said the words, you know, this battle is going to be physical, right? Was that the words?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be physical. And at that point, the entire county almost was from the most southern parts of that county to the northern parts got hit. Not only did it get the power get hit out, but the fiber optics got put out. And we came back up. We stayed on the air because God already told us this is coming. So we had to have all the different towers, generators, all that kind of stuff we had to have. And so, listen, be prepared. Don't be terrified. Realize this is going to be the best of times for the church because somebody's going to listen to what you got to say. As a matter of fact, have something to say. Get in the Word of God. Be discipled. And this is going to be a great harvest. It's going to be the best of times for the church because people are going to realize everything that I was depending on, everything that I was leaning on was temporary. But God is for forever, forever. And they'll be looking, believe it or not, even though they're not even mentioning God today, they'll be crying out for God. And they'll be saying, Jesus, save me. And you're going to be able to say, let me tell you about Jesus.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.